Okay, three quick announcements before we get to the April 7th broadcast. Join me and my great sponsor and NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer and the USCCA and take the responsibility pledge to keep your firearms safe. Gander Mountain is sponsoring the event. In fact, they're sponsoring the number 15 Clint Bowyer car, Michael Waltrip Racing, next weekend in Texas at Texas Motor Speedway. You'll see our sponsor all over the car. Make sure to take the responsibility pledge at responsibilitypledge.com to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Many thousands are doing it. You should too. I did, and so did the entire staff at USCCA. CCA and Gander Mountain. Also, Gander Mountain on the 20th, April 20th at the Lake Mary Gander Mountain Academy in Orlando. I will be there. Michael Martin will be there. Rob Pincus will be there. Make sure you come out for the CCW Expo. Huge event. Great show this week. Nick Andrasak was with us from Basic Freedom Defense Fund. Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry. Rob Pincus in the studio. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the show.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio all across the country, from the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab-fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts unknown in between, literally touching every state from point to point. That's what I call a beautiful thing. It's great to have you here. Hope you're learning something. And we're going to continue to educate you. Let's get some news out of the way quickly, some business real fast. Pennygunauctions.com. I forgot to mention to you, and pox on me for this, but when you head over to pennygunauction.com, make sure when you go in and just register for free. It's totally free. No credit card necessary, nothing. Use the promo code WIN in caps, and you'll pick up 20 free bids to use in the auction. Up for bid today on Penny Gun Auction, a 1911, a CZ-75B, or a DPMS AR-15. You win, your choice. Retail value over $1,200. So head over there and have some fun. Bid smart. Get out if you're not going to make it. You know the routine. Responsibility pledge. Nothing is more important if you're a firearms owner than keeping your firearms safe and secure. Nothing. With rights come responsibilities. We have said that over and over and over again on this show. With rights come responsibilities. Shanto, are you there?
Yes.
With rights come what?
Responsibilities.
That's right. Now, you know I'm a big NASCAR fan.
Yes,
Clint,
you are.
A big NASCAR fan. Head over to my Facebook page, show you some videos. Clint Bowyer, the number 15 car, Michael Waltrip Racing, next week at the race in Texas.
Yes, right down
Texas
the street.
Texas Motor Speedway. Boom, boom.
Right down the street.
Right down the road from the network studios. Clint Bowyer will be sporting the Gander Mountain logo. And with rights come responsibilities, secure your firearms. Joining me now is Steve Uline from Gander Mountain, who's going to talk about this. And, you know, this is great stuff because we talk about training, we talk about safety and keeping kids safe. Steve, there's nothing more important than keeping your guns out of the wrong hands. Welcome to the show, my friend, for the first time.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Tell us about what you got going on here. You got big stuff that's getting a lot of news. Clint Bowyer's got an ad up. We're going to try to run the audio for it later in this hour if we can. But I want to hear from you. What's Gander got going on with the responsibility pledge?
Well, what we did was, you know, with what's going on in the country right now, we all said, you know, we're a major firearm retailer, and we really needed to take a position. And as we looked at positions to take, we decided that the right position was just as you described it. You know, we all have rights, but all of us also have a responsibility that comes with those rights, and that's to secure your firearm. And it's a personal responsibility, and keeping those firearms out of the hands of underage, untrained, and unauthorized. That's really the gist of it, those three things. With rights comes responsibility, secure your firearms, and guard them from getting into the hands of the underage, untrained, and unauthorized.
Yeah, let me quote Clint Bowyer here. The great driver of the number 15 car for Michael Waltrip Racing. Anyone who knows me knows I love to hunt and be outdoors. I'm partnering with Gander Mountain because we both believe that with rights come responsibility. Most people think they are responsible firearm owners, but we want to make sure that when firearms are stored, they are secured and locked up. That means with gun safes and trigger locks. Now, you know, we talk about this a lot here, Steve, on the show, of course, safety and training and responsibility as firearms owners. And there are a lot of ways to secure a firearm. You don't have to have that big 850-pound gorilla safe, do you?
That's correct. And you know what? I thought Clint did a great job of just really telling us all, let's think about how we secure our guns. Where are they? And we all probably can do a little bit better job of making sure that they're safe from those that shouldn't have it in their hands. And if nothing else, by, you know, the pledge that we've got going, it forces you to say, what am I doing with all my guns? And, you know, I read something the other day. It was in a national newspaper, and it was about a policeman. And who else would know more about firearms, you know, than a policeman? And he was talking about how he has his guns, and he's teaching his children how to shoot the right way. And everything was perfect in the article until he said he kept a loaded gun on his nightstand. Mm-hmm. And I understand why people do that. But and here he is, a policeman. If you said to him, are you responsible? He said, absolutely, I'm 100% responsible. But that 1 second that he could be distracted, whether he's sleeping, he takes a shower, he answers the phone, a kid in another room, you know, makes some noise, and one of his other children walks in, that's really what we're talking about here.
You know,
that 1 second can change a life.
We are all, it's a great time to make this point. We're all, what you're saying is we're all human beings, and we all make mistakes. I don't care how long you've been a gun owner. I don't care how well-trained you are, it's easy to make a mistake, and in the blink of an eye, can change a life forever.
Absolutely. And that really, you know, as we knew that we were opening up a little bit of Pandora's box by stepping into this, because there's a lot of debate out there right now, and it's a very significant debate in the country about firearms. But personal responsibility is not, it's not optional when it comes to firearms.
No, and I really don't think you're taking a chance. I think this is a great time to do it. You guys are, what, one of the top two?
Yes.
Retailers of firearms across the country. How many retail stores do you have now?
We've got 119, and we've got quite a few in the pipeline right now that'll be opening in the next, call it, 60 days.
Which means nothing to me unless it's in my backyard. We'll talk about that off air, okay? We need to get an academy right in my backyard. Those things are outstanding. Tell us about the academies you have. How many of them?
We have six of the academies. We've got them in La Crosse in Madison, Wisconsin, Wichita, Kansas, Lakeville, Minnesota, which is really a suburb of Minneapolis, Spring, which is part of Houston, Texas, and then Lake Mary, which is Orlando, Florida.
And Houston, Texas listeners, you're picking up the show now in Houston, Texas. We were just out your way, Rob Pincus and myself, and in fact, Rob Pincus is going to be here in the studio with me in just a few minutes. Sean, surprise, surprise, bet you didn't know that. I'll let you know when he's in. We'll mic him up real quick. But and of course, Steve, as you know, Rob Pincus, myself, Michael Martin, Chris Julek, and the rest of the great staff will be down at the Gander Mountain Academy April 20th, a week from now, or 2 weeks from now, I should say, for the great CCW Expo. These events have just been an absolute blast. And if you're looking for a way to secure your firearms, there are people there who can help you. Don't be shy. Ask a question. Say, look, I keep my gun in my drawer, and I really shouldn't be doing that. We get emails like that, Steve, all the time that say, you guys have really opened my eyes about something here.
That's what this is all about. And the pledge, you know, we're asking people to take that pledge, and we're asking people to share it once they do, either on Facebook or Twitter, or send an email on. Push it out to everyone's network of colleagues and friends to really just challenge each other to say, are we being as responsible as we can be with our firearms? That's all we're saying.
That's right. And that is something that within this community, if we can, you know, the president talks a lot about if we can save one life. You know what? Taking rights away from good people isn't saving. We can do it here in the firearms community by keeping our firearms safe and secure.
Agree very much.
Steve, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Now, are you going to be down in Orlando, Lake Mary on the 20th by chance?
I don't think I'm going to be there, but I'm going to be in Fort Worth next week for the big race with Clint.
He's going to be up here with me in my town.
Yeah, that's going to be an awful lot of fun. I'm very jealous about that. I'm a big NASCAR fan. And everybody, please head over to responsibilitypledge.com. You don't have to give an email, anything. Just check the box and say, I pledge. I take the pledge. And do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your neighbors. take the pledge. Steve, appreciate it. Thanks very much for coming on. We'll be talking with you shortly.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Sean, does it get any clearer?
Oh, no.
I don't think it does.
Mm-mm.
It's real easy to make a mistake, isn't it?
Oh, very much so.
Most firearms accidents occur when? But do you know the answer to this?
Actually, I don't know.
Cleaning.
Yeah.
During the cleaning process. And in most cases, it's because somebody didn't do what? They didn't check the chamber.
Check the chamber, yeah.
Now, let me tell you a little trick I use.
Ooh.
And there's people out there who will say, oh, you're just, you know, because you can't help it. There's idiots everywhere. They don't like what you say. It doesn't. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But it's just something in my mind that makes it a little bit safer for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say I'm carrying, well, I was carrying my car, CW9, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rack. When I chamber the firearm,
yes.
I don't place another round in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
In that open spot.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because when I release the magazine to clean my firearm,
mm-hmm.
I look down and I see that round is missing.
Yes.
Because it's visible in the magazine.
Yes.
That is my reminder to check the chamber. Now, I do it out of force of habit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I can burp one time, can't I?
Oh, yeah.
I can forget. I can get distracted. I'm a human being. That's the extra step I take to keep my firearm safe.
Sounds like a good one.
What do you do? Email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know. I'll read it right on the air. Head over to responsibilitypledge.com. Join Gander Mountain, me, Clint Boyer, and the rest of the crew, USCCA, Armed American Radio. Be responsible. Back after this.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit OldFaithfulHolsters.com now.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and I'm sitting here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You know, during the break, I was looking over at some of the the rights, responsibilities, and the safety and the training. And I mentioned that Rob Pincus was going to be here.
Yes.
In just a little bit. He's listening to the show right now. He's stuck somewhere in the famed Atlanta traffic. Good luck to that.
Traffic on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it is what it is.
Wow.
It's Atlanta, man. What can I tell you?
Oof.
But the safety and training, we preach that a lot with Rob.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If you've ever been on the range and taken professional training, and I've taken his training and a host of others, and that's the first thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is range safety.
Absolutely.
You don't start the class without going through the safety first. And the reason I say that is that it's inevitable. You've always got some satellite radio word I'd like to use that inevitably wants to attack you for talking about being a responsible gun owner.
Really?
Oh, it's unreal what you see on some of these Facebook posts. And I hate Facebook.
Why do you hate Facebook?
I hate it from a personal standpoint. I don't, you know, from a personal standpoint.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a
cup of coffee.
No, I use it for radio purposes.
2 hours,
too.
You know, 2 minutes later, getting in the car. A couple seconds later, stuck it in traffic.
No,
I hate my job.
I use it for, I feel you. I don't put my personal business out there either.
Your personal business, I love it. My response to people like that is, God, I hate you. You're such an idiot. Who cares? You went through your whole life, you're 50 years, you went through your whole life without this stuff. Who cares that you're stuck in traffic? Oh, satellite radio word again. But it's inevitable on this Facebook with this social media. I don't know what it brings out in people. But you see this, it's just somebody will always take the take. Oh, yeah, okay, well, they sponsor. There's like as if there's some underlying motive to reminding you to be a safe gun owner. That's the number one mission. As a responsible gun owner, you have a responsibility to be safe. And we appreciate Steve, and we appreciate what Gander's doing, and Clint Boyer, God knows we appreciate that. It's a great message. Sean, if you disagree with me, tell me, please.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
No, right. I like people like that because that just tells me that they ain't got nothing else to do but look at what I'm doing. So, knock yourself out.
Yeah, you can't come. Listen, they're the number one or two retailer of firearms in the country in some of these academies and these stores. I spent a lot of time over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the 20th, you have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to come down to Orlando to shake my paw and Rob's paw and Michael Martin. You know, Michael wrote the book, Concealed Carry Fundamentals, that Gander Mountain gives to you when you take one of the classes.
Mm-hmm.
This is great stuff. The new edition was just printed.
And get there early.
Yeah, get there early, and I'll tell you why. If you're looking for ammunition, there's going to be ammunition there. We'll be bringing the show. Yeah, we're going to be doing a live WORL, News Talk 660, our great affiliate in Orlando. We'll be there with us for 3 hours, and we'll be doing a live remote broadcast. I'll be jumping on the air. Rob will jump on the air. Michael will jump on the air. We'll have some Gander reps on the air. It's going to be a great time. And guess what? There's going to be ammo.
When is this?
April 20th.
Oh, man.
Lake Mary, Florida, outside Orlando.
There's no way I could make that in 12 hours.
No, you can't. You don't have the time to do that, unfortunately. But we get back to Texas at the spring. Texas, we'll let listeners know when that one outside Houston will occur, another great event. And we'll do something out there with our great AM 1070 AM The Answer affiliate as well, just like we did up in Minneapolis. So if you can make it down to that event, please do. Come out. We'd love to see you there. It's always a great time. Sign books, and man, they've thousands of people. And this is the flagship location down there. This is a big academy. Multiple simulators, a simulated range, a live fire range. Try before you buy. Over 50 vendors are going to be there, including some of the largest firearms manufacturers in the country.
It is definitely something to see.
It is. You were there. You know, and you were right when you said get there early. Were serious about that, because what you're referring to, of course, is the line outside. Now, you were there. You beat us there.
Yeah,
were there early.
I was there before everybody. You know, I drove straight from Dallas and parked in the parking lot, and I thought most of the people that were showing up were you know, actually worked there. Then I realized there was a line that was getting started.
Yeah, well, the reason that is because Gander Mountain was, of course, advertising, as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear those ads if you're down in the area. If you know, you can, in fact, if you want, jump on Gander Mountain's email list or jump on our email list to get the information to these upcoming events, or you can hit us on Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and get up-to-the-minute information on the guest lineup and all of this fun stuff that we're doing around the country. And these events, sponsored with the USCCA, will be going on around the country, not just at the academies in the near future, but we'll be doing them at some of the other locations as well. Sean, we have a great next guest coming up, too.
Uh-huh.
Connecticut, what a mess. What a mess, man.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go with that. New York, Colorado, what is going on with y'all? Can someone explain to me what – I'm missing something.
I can explain it.
What is it?
You got Democrat-controlled legislators and legislatures in both houses, and you got a Democrat in the governor's mansion.
Well, y'all need to fix that.
No, listen, elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
When you vote for crap, you get a crap sandwich made.
I mean,
okay, well, I'm not a single-issue voter. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Man. If you value your freedoms, now, fascinating conversation regarding Connecticut with Rich and the state police. And the sheriffs. Fascinating. I want to do some more research on that. Yeah, I'm not aware of the history of that.
I'm not either. I want to do something on that myself.
We'll bring somebody in here who knows a little bit more about that than we do, and we'll educate you to that. But here's where I'm going with it. I don't need to know the history to tell you this. When you have a political appointee at the head of a department, you have a hack. I don't give a damn what party appointed him or her. You have a hack. That you have an individual who is serving at the pleasure of the individual who appointed him or her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anybody that's looking out for your interests like an elected sheriff.
Exactly.
You have a political hack.
Because you can't, as a voter, you can't hold that person responsible.
No, you cannot. You know what you have to do? You have to vote the hack boss out to get a new hack appointed. Appointed. You hear what I'm saying to you? Appointed. Not elected, appointed. So we got Obama out there making gun control appearances where? Colorado. Doing his bidding. He's got his foot soldiers. What are they? Oh, they're Democrats. They're liberal Democrat gun haters in Colorado. He goes to Colorado. He's preaching to the choir. Gun owners need good news.
Mm-hmm.
He's preaching to the choir in Colorado. He already got what he wanted in Colorado. Where does he go from Colorado? He flies to Connecticut. With another backdrop of hacks behind him. Preaching to the choir.
Campaigning.
Bring it to a free state, pal. Love to have you. Armed American Radio will be back with Nick Andrasik. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened in Colorado with Nick. He knows because he's spearheading the recall effort. Oh, good stuff. Back after this on Armed American Radio.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes, and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100, and the suspended sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Gotta love that. Live in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. A little bit of Black Crowes there. I think that's new bumper music. Yeah, I think the rotation's working. Chantel, nice job. We're going to start hearing some new fun stuff in there. When the pain comes. I love that. Yeah, that's the old Crowes there. Oh. Yeah, got to go back to work. Okay. Nick is going to be here. We're reaching out to him right now, so hang tight with us out in Colorado. We'll get you that information.
Houston listeners, KNTH, you guys picking up the full 3 hours. We've got a 3-hour prescription dose for you beginning next week on the 14th. Congrats. Going to be great to have you here. Some of the other things we're going to cover later in the broadcast today. White House says Obama had limited expectations for gun violence proposals. Gun violence proposals. Don't you love that? That means gun grabbing, freedom hating, gun control. I hate your freedoms and the Second Amendment. I have my entire political career. I've never met a gun control bill that I didn't vote for and one that I didn't like. I'm a liar.
He needed the White House to tell him that one?
No, he needed me to tell him that.
Oh, okay. I just wondered.
Now, he knows what he is. Believe me, he knows exactly what he is. And so do those little computer guys down in the White House listening right now.
Oh, you should have heard Chris Matthews a couple of nights ago.
I don't want to listen to him. He makes me sick to my stomach.
He was railing. This guy hasn't done anything for gun control. He should have jumped on this earlier. It was a mess. It was a hot mess.
Yeah. This is freedom-hating, gun-grabbing, liberal Democrats at work. That's what happens. Our next guest knows just a tad bit about that. Unfortunately, as much as I hate to say it, it's like Florida, or I'm sorry, like Connecticut. It's just awful.
Unbelievable.
It really, really is. And I want you to hear a little bit about Nick's organization, the Basic Freedom Defense Fund. And you can check that out at basicfreedomdefensefund.org. Nick Andrasik, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend? You guys, like Connecticut, you've got a tough road out there. Welcome to Armed American Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us. How are you guys doing tonight?
No, we're doing wonderful. Listen, a lot of listeners in Colorado right now, and some of them looking for some good news, Nick, I got to tell you. We've got. Do you have anything good you can bring to the table before we start harping on these guys?
We've been approved to do the John Moore State Senate President recall, so we are gathering signatures. We had a signature drive today and one tomorrow. So if you're in Senate District 11 down in Colorado Springs, go out and sign to get him out of office.
Yeah, Colorado Springs, you're listening to Armed American Radio right now, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, in Colorado Springs, what is it, Senate District 11?
That is correct.
All right. I want you, Sean, you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, regardless of where you are, from those toasty beaches in Florida, those crab fishing vessels in Alaska, this will turn your stomach. Nick, tell us why you're going after John. Yeah, see?
I don't even know where to start. John Morse is the Senate President, Democratic leadership in the Colorado State Senate. He has gone out, and he was kind of the spearhead motivator behind a lot of the gun bills that passed here in Colorado. What happened was, he went out and basically told his Senate compatriots to ignore the thousands of emails that Colorado citizens were sending them. To ignore their constituents and vote for these bills. He then went on further to say in a separate interview that you and I, we don't have a right to own these weapons, that he is granting us this right to own these weapons. So you put all that together, and we got together and decided, you know what, that gentleman should no longer have the privilege of serving the people of Colorado.
Stop right there. Stop right there. You just said the operative word. Sean, you know what the operative word is?
What?
Privilege.
Yes.
The privilege to serve the people. This man doesn't have a right to his job.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I dare say it's not a job at all. I don't think it's a job. Chuck Schumer looks at his elected position as a job.
No, he's supposed to be customer service. Supposed to be working for us.
Pretty much customer service. I don't consider it a job. Mm-hmm. Nick, I'm sure you probably feel the same way, but let's make mention, as I did in the previous hour of the broadcast, that that what he did was he made these comments on to Rachel Maddow, the guy, the Rachel on MSDNC, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay, he made these on her show.
Yeah, so, the one on the show was where he basically said, "I'm proud of my caucus, and I've told them to basically ignore the thousands of emails." Pleading with them to vote no against these bills.
Did he say, yeah, it is unbelievable. Did he say, it's stomach turning. Did he say why?
I've got the quote right here. Give me a sec to pull it up.
Okay, while you do that,
just maddening right there.
It really is. It's nothing short of maddening. But I also want to point out that John Morse's bill was also pulled. His bill. Let's go there for a second. He actually wrote the bill, and I apologize, Nick, for not having the number, but the Senate president, the Democrat, because that's who's coming after your guns, ladies and gentlemen. Let me repeat this again. It's the Democrats coming after your guns. You hear me? It is the Democrats coming after your guns. Make that very clear. Yes, there are Republican hacks and rhinos. They're everywhere. It is the Democrat Party coming after your guns. Make that clear. Now, Nick, John, Senator, his name, Morse, right? Morris or Morse?
Yeah, Morse.
Okay. If I mispronounce it, oh well. What he did was he wrote a bill that basically outlawed every single semi-automatic gun known to mankind in the state of Colorado. What happened to that bill?
Yeah, well, not only that, it got even worse. It was, I think thetruthaboutguns.com put it as a FOPA be damned bill that would basically hold manufacturers, retailers, and gun owners liable for crimes committed with their guns.
Yeah, that's right. He did go the extra step with that. And I want to put this in perspective. You sell a car to your neighbor. Your neighbor goes out and gets drunk after the sale is complete. He owns the car and kills somebody in a drunk driving accident. You are liable for selling him the car, and Ford is liable for making it. That's what we're talking about here. Nick, do you have that exact quote from the MSDNC show?
I'm looking for that one. I've got the other one about the Second Amendment rights. It's the reality is these folks don't have a Second Amendment right to buy these guns. I'm not going there in this bill. I'm granting them the right, if you will, as long as they take 100% of the responsibility, both to sell it, to buy it, to possess it, to shoot it, the whole kit and caboodle. That was his quote on the bill that we were just discussing.
Repeat that part, please, about I'm giving them the right.
Yeah, he says, the reality is these folks don't have a Second Amendment right to buy these guns. I'm not going there in this bill. I'm granting them the right, if you will.
Is he a founding father?
No, but you know what? Coloradans, give them the right to recall this guy. This guy got to go.
All right, let's stop right here for just a second, and I want people to be able to find out. Let's give that information out. Colorado Springs, listen. It's guests like Nick. Nick, am I pronouncing your last name right? Andrasik?
Andrasik, yeah.
Andrasik, okay. I apologize to you, not to Morse. It's guests like Nick Andrasik here, ladies and gentlemen, and I say this over and over and over again, and this bears repeating, who, while you are sleeping, this gentleman has got toothpicks under his eyes. This man is fighting the fight on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're a liberal Democrat. That's your problem. You deal with that and reconcile with that every time you look in the mirror. That's up to you. But this is beyond. This is beyond. This goes beyond politics.
Mm-hmm.
This is the audacity of a man who can determine that he can grant you a right. What other rights do you possess?
Kingmakers.
That he feels he's granting you.
King. He's a king.
This transcends party politics, ladies and gentlemen. And while you're sleeping, Nick Andrasik is doing the heavy lifting. He's got the toothpicks under his eyes, and he's fighting on your behalf. When we come back, we'll tell you how to get involved with Nick. He'll tell you where to go to get to the website and what needs to happen to rid your state of this garbage. It's time to take the trash out. Back from the Crossbreed Holster Studios after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarrArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
How many guns do you really need? Just one more. PennyGunAuction.com brings the excitement of a gun bash to your computer. Each Penny Gun Auction bid increases the price of the firearm by only one penny, resulting in winners paying pennies on the dollar for their firearm. With auctions every day, Armed American Radio listeners can register for free and receive 20 free bids for the auction of their choice using promo code WIN in caps. That's W-I-N, all in caps. Visit PennyGunAuction.com today.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Senator Dianne Feinstein was the author of the assault weapons ban in 1994.
Professor Koppel, was the 1994 assault weapons ban a sensible and effective means of reducing gun violence?
Based on the Department of Justice study, the answer was no.
Overwhelming majority of Americans agree with us on the need for universal background checks, including more than 70% of the National Rifle Association's members, according to one survey.
Universal background checks, the true goal. View it now at RadioFactor.com.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
And you are listening to Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome back to the show. Have a special guest in the studio with me right now that finally made it. Rob Pincus, welcome.
Finally.
Great to have you in the studio.
On a Sunday night. Who knew?
Let's really burn you up with this before do that.
I'm already mad because I had to wait outside the crack security of the Crossbreed holster studio.
I almost got through.
I got through three doors.
The Crossbreed, the fourth one's the one that mattered, and you didn't make it in.
I was about to.
ResponsibilityPledge.com. Head over there and check the box that says, I pledge to secure my firearms, and click submit. No emails necessary. Join me, Rob Pincus, Gander Mountain, ICE. Join all of us, Clint Boyer, Michael Waltrip Racing, the United States Concealed Carry Association, and pledge to do your part with rights come responsibilities. Your kids will thank you, as will your neighbors and everybody else. It's the right thing to do. It's a great message. Also, News Talk 98.5 WIBQ, Terre Haute, Indiana. Welcome, man. It's great to have you here on the Armed American Radio Network, and thanks to the local sponsor, Carson Arms, out there for making it possible to bring Armed American Radio to you in the Terre Haute, Indiana area. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Houston listeners, you're in for a treat beginning next week. Oh, all 3 hours, the doctor has rewritten your prescription on 1070 The Answer, beginning at 9 p.m. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you next week, particularly for the full 3 hours. Rob, great to be in the studio. Our guest is from Colorado.
I got to tell you, you talk about the off-air conversations and the breaks. This one, as soon as Sean said to me, "You're clear," I said, "Confirm that, please," because I about came out of my skin. Ladies and gentlemen, and Rob, for your benefit, Nick, can you please repeat the quote, if you would, from this incredibly arrogant Senate President John Morrison, politician, Senate President, politician in Colorado, the Democrat, I might add, who said what about rights?
Yeah, the quote is from John Morrison. It says, "The reality is these folks don't have a Second Amendment right to buy these guns. I'm not going there in this bill. I'm granting them the right, if you will, as long as they take 100% of the responsibility, both to sell it, to buy it, to possess it, to shoot it, the whole kit and caboodle."
I'm granting them. Rob, you got a politician in Colorado who said he's granting Colorado residents their right to own a firearm. Nick, this is disgusting to say the least. Yeah. Oh. Sean, help prop me up, baby.
No.
Where can people get involved? Where can people, Colorado Springs, you're listening to the show right now. Where can they go? Nick, please tell them, the mic is yours, what your efforts are now, what you're doing moving forward. I want a prediction from you, too. I want to ask you, I'll put you on the spot and see what kind of progress you think you're going to make, and where you can get, where people can sign this.
Oh, we lost him. I'll get it back.
You get him back as quick as possible? Do I hear him? Okay.
You know, it really, being from Colorado for a number of years, of course, everybody's probably familiar with my training program's history coming out of Colorado and the Valhalla Training Center, and I'm scheduled to go back there in June. I still have a lot of friends there. It's just so disappointing, so unbelievable to see what has happened there. And really, it's so very few people.
Well, it's guys like this that can make a statement like that, that will literally bring, and as I said when I was closing out the last break, Rob, you probably didn't listen as you were stuck behind door number four, between door number three and four. The reception isn't really good out there either when you're stuck in there, and the Crossbreed Holster studio security is pretty tight. But as I was closing out, this transcends party politics, brother. This is not a Democrat-Republican thing. When an American citizen hears a politician, an elected official, make a statement like that, this should tick off a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, an Independent. This should tick you off as an American. Is that, I mean, am I wrong about that?
Yeah, it's such an assumption of power, assumption of control. I think we got him back.
Do we have it is an incredible assumption of power and control. Nick, welcome back. I'm glad we've got you back. Please tell people, and particularly in Colorado Springs, where they can go to sign this and help with your efforts to begin the recall of this absolutely arrogant. I'll leave it at that. Nick, the floor is yours.
many places you can go to get the information. Facebook.com/recalljohnmorse will have all the info up to date as we've got it. Today, the signing drive is done. It ended about an hour and a half ago. Next signing event is April 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Whistling Pines Gun Club from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the 14th. And then the same times at the same place, April 19th, 20th, and 21st, you can go and sign that petition. We only need 7,200 signatures to bring the recall election up. So it shouldn't be too difficult to get that done and make sure that we can get rid of John Morse.
Absolutely. All right, absolutely here. Mad props to you. What's the process? We all saw this ad nauseum in Wisconsin. What's the process that you have to go through? Let's assume you get the 7,200, which I feel pretty confident. Do you feel confident about getting that?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's the feeling that you're getting from the street and the residents, particularly in Colorado Springs, about this guy?
I mean, everywhere we go, everyone we talk to, we're pretty much getting, where can I sign? How do I help? How can I volunteer? What can I do? The process here, we've already gone through a lot of it, but I'll run it down just in case anyone else has questions about it. First thing you've got to do is you've got to get approved from the Secretary of State. So you send out a petition. They approve it. Once your petition's approved, you have 60 days to gather the 25% of the signatures required. So for John Morse, like I said, it's about 7,200 signatures. After that 60 days, those signatures go back to the Secretary of State. They're verified. If you have the correct number, they're all verified. You go on to the governor, who has, I believe it's 45 to 75 days to call the recall election. And then from there, you know, the politics of it comes in, and the folks in Colorado Springs have the opportunity to say, yes, let's get rid of him, or no, let's keep him until the end of his term.
And you are at what stage right now?
We are in the petition or in the signature gathering stage. So we've been approved from the Secretary of State. We have until June 3rd to collect the 7,200 signatures that we need to initiate the recall.
KRDO listeners, 105.5 FM. KRDO 1240 AM listeners. Look, do yourself a favor. Rid yourself of this cancer.
Yes.
Rid yourself of this political cancer. This should upset you. Left, right, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, it shouldn't matter. Rid yourself of this. Sign that form. Put your signature on that form, please. A website, Nick, that you can go to, that you can direct anybody to? Is it the Facebook page only?
There's the Facebook page. There's basicfreedomdefensefund.org. That'll give you, you can sign up for volunteer information. You can sign up just to keep your name on a list and say, hey, you know, give me updates as they come. You can donate money. You can donate your time. However you want to do it, you can find it all there.
And what do you need? What kind of help do you need financially? Let's go there.
The money is a big thing. You know, it's every little bit helps. So far, you know, we're getting fed by folks all across the country
okay.
who said, you know what this guy's doing is wrong. We're looking at, you know, $80,000 to $100,000.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to continue to put that out there. We're coming to the end of the hour. Nick Andrasik, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue to have you on. We're going to continue to push your effort. BasicFreedomDefenseFund.org, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me, give them $5. As an American, they need your help to rid Colorado of that political cancer. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have Rob Pincus in the studio with us as well. So it's going to be a good one, and this is about the time I tell you, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. Protect your family at all costs. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Over the river and through the
woods to Walmart.
We go, the horse knows the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
To the white and drifted snow, over the river and through the...
Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie...
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.